DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
The government has identified the creation of a modern, responsive, and efficient public service to support national development. This is key in ensuring that the country is equipped to meet the development goals that will transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030. A major plank in modernizing the public service is the appointment of Chief Information Officer, CIO, Dr. Louis Shalal. Dr. Shalal will spearhead the optimization of the government's ICT infrastructure over the next 5 years. In part one of our two-part program, the newly appointed CIO outlines his key objectives in this transformation process. Stay tuned to hear more.
We have a very complex organization, extremely decentralized. I think ICT particularly is very fragmented. Many of them are in silos, so it provides us with really very difficult and complex challenges, but I am an optimistic person.
Chief Information Officer Dr. Louis Shalal. Having delivered his preliminary report on the state of the government of Jamaica's ICT framework, Dr. Shalal has already begun charting the way forward, having identified 7 priority areas to be undertaken. The first is the creation of an ICT governance framework to ensure that ICT projects and programs implemented by the government are aligned with the Vision 2030 development plan.
There is no overarching big picture view of how are these investments going to serve the government of Jamaica as a whole. So what we need is an ICT governance framework, a way of ensuring that we understand the investment decisions we're making in ICT and how they affect the working of the government.
The next priority area is the creation of a Government of Jamaica web portal.
We need to interact with the citizens to the best of our abilities to ensure that we can meet all their requirements via any channel of service that they choose. And the portal will give them the specific channel of online services so that they don't have to go to the individual government offices to do their transactions, and they can do it 724-365.
Dr. Shalal says the third step involves ensuring that vital government information is readily available online and in formats that are easy to download.
Third deliverable objective is to develop an open data policy to make all the information and data that are public. We want them to be open, means that they should be in machine-readable format and make them available to the citizens of Jamaica and also to the private sector.
He says special attention will be paid to strengthening cybersecurity systems across the entire government service.
For security in particular, we need to develop layers of protection around our network and our individual MDAs to ensure that we have the proper firewalls, intrusion detection, ways that we can circumvent those hackers, and also a process of ensuring that we deal with the people that are trying to hack our systems.
Additionally, efforts to curb waste and the duplication of tasks will see an emphasis on what he terms data center consolidation.
We have numerous servers sitting in closets of different MDAs. And frankly, that's really not their core competencies. I would be most likely recommending consolidation of these servers, bringing them into fewer data centers so we can not only save on the cost of the power, the electricity that needs to be spent in that, but it will also reduce our data duplication and improve our data sharing throughout the organization.
The final deliverable is the creation of a national disaster recovery strategy.
This government depends so much on the ICT system and all the applications that run the government. We need to have an alternative plan B, and so I'd be recommending a disaster recovery for the government of Jamaica.
Be sure to tune in next week when Dr. Shalal outlines how he will be working with government IT professionals to implement the strategies for modernizing the government information technology framework.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.